News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The parents of Harvey Morrison Sherrett have said that they were shocked at a whistleblower's claims that Children's Health Ireland had removed their son from its active spinal surgery waiting list after it wrongly determined he was a palliative patient. The claims were published in the Sunday Times yesterday. David Cullinan, Sinn Féin spokesperson for health, your reaction to this?
Well, these recent allegations, Shane, have come from a whistleblower from within Children's Health Ireland, and it has to be said they have revealed deeply concerning information about the treatment of Harvey. As people know, Harvey tragically passed away a number of months ago. He was waiting for life-changing and life-saving surgery that never came. And the recent information which has been put into the public domain by this whistleblower, and they are allegations, has come as a real shock to his parents, Gillian and Stephen. These allegations were part of a protected disclosure that were sent to the Minister for Health. And the main allegation, Shane, is that CHI wrongly classified Harvey as a palliative care patient. His parents had no knowledge of this. Harvey was removed from the urgent surgical waiting list without the knowledge or even consent of his parents. And this was despite a consultant in Great Ormond Street Hospital, who at the time when this was happening and he was allegedly on the list as a palliative care patient, that Great Ormond Street wrote to CHI stating that Harvey was suitable for spine straightening surgery once his bone density had improved. So essentially, Harvey's parents believed that their son was still on this urgent waiting list. He had, in fact, been removed. They are re-traumatised that he was removed from the list, but also, it seems, wrongly classified as palliative without any knowledge or consent of his parents.
Okay, I should say CHI, Children's Health Ireland, have issued a statement. They say they continue to extend their deepest condolences to the Morrison Sherrett family on the loss of their son, Harvey. Many of our staff cared for Harvey his whole life and are deeply affected by his passing. We remain available to meet Harvey's family if and when they do wish to do so. They said they cannot comment publicly about Harvey's individual case. Even if a family decides to make their story public, we are still bound by patient confidentiality for all patients, they said. What needs to happen next, in your view, David?
Well, I've listened to what CHI have said, and I've seen similar statements over the last 24 hours. And whatever about commenting on individual issues to the press, they have an obligation to provide all of the information to Harvey's parents. The fact of the matter is that, again, it has been a whistleblower who has come forward and put this information into the public domain. Up until the weekend, his parents were completely in the dark in relation to any of the allegations made by this whistleblower. And obviously this is re-traumatising his parents. I was in contact with his mother, Gillian, over the course of the weekend. What Gillian wants and what Stephen want is a full independent inquiry into CHI. Obviously they want full disclosure in relation to what happened to Harvey, and that's obvious. But also many other children have been failed. As you know, Shane, we've had multiple scandals in Children's Health Ireland in relation to potentially hundreds of hip surgeries that were carried out unnecessarily.
Yeah, yeah.
The use of unauthorised springs in children, and obviously the treatment of children with scoliosis.
What kind of inquiry, I suppose, is what's at issue? Because we know when we go down the public inquiry route, we know it's going to take years. We know lawyers will be involved. We know the cost will be enormous.
Well, I think we have to have a look at what is the best type of inquiry to establish the facts as quickly as possible. We have a situation now, Shane, where trust is on the floor. I've spoken to many parents, not just Harvey's parents, but many parents who are failed by Children's Health Ireland. And what they want is an inquiry that is at arm's length to Children's Health Ireland that can very quickly establish facts. And also what they want, which is crucial, is to improve services. Because I'm very conscious that children are still being failed. Many children are still waiting.
In your view, what form should that inquiry take?
Well, I think we can look at a number of different options. So I think the Scally inquiry, for example, into cervical check has been a really good example. But I'm guided by the parents themselves. And I know that Harvey's parents are going to meet with the Taoiseach on Wednesday of this week. I know that many advocate groups are supporting Harvey's parents and will attend those meetings. So I think we have to give those groups the time to work out what they believe and make their arguments around what they believe is the best.
Yeah, but surely you've a view of what inquiry works best.
I haven't. I've given my view, and my view is that it has to be independent of Children's Health Ireland. It has to be an inquiry that can establish facts very quickly. There's obviously many different types of inquiries, but it wouldn't be for me to tell parents what is the best type of inquiry, particularly a family who are brokenhearted and want answers very, very quickly. But I have spoken to those groups. I have spoken to Harvey's parents as well. And I've always made the point that what we want is an inquiry that's fit for purpose, that's robust, but also that doesn't take years, right, because David, that is a concern. And nobody wants an inquiry that will go on for years. I know Harvey's parents don't and other parents don't. And that's why all of those parents have to have David, the time to work all of this through with the Taoiseach.
David Cullinan, Sinn Féin spokesperson for health. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.